Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
More dead emails.
I don't know how you stand it.
And Chemda had an exciting weekend as well.
Yeah, I was in the hospital.
What else would it involve?
You know, that's my favorite place to be.
So we'll get to that. Let's start with everybody's favorite topic, politics.
Yay!
I saw a tweet from the great Elizabeth Warren, perhaps your next president. She writes, or somebody wrote, "We're flying one lucky winner and a guest to grab a beer or coffee or tea or whatever with me. Hotel and flights are on us. Want a chance to win? Sign up here to enter." And so you go to her website.
That is so weird where we are in politics in the U.S.
Yes. Now, I would relapse for that because she's 70 years old. She has to drink. We're going Long Island iced teas, me and Elizabeth Warren.
Why is this a thing?
It's
This is what we used to do with, like, you know, teenagers and Kirk Cameron.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know how it's legal. When Andrew Yang, he's running for president, he's a tech entrepreneur, and he said, "I'm going to give $1,000, not a future policy. Right now, I will give $1,000 a month to a family for a year, 10 families." Go to andrewyang.com for details. Tell us how you would spend the money.
Oh.
Like, you're just flat out giving money.
Yeah, but what is this Elizabeth Warren thing? Like, what is the point of getting together and having a beer with her?
Donations.
So it's whoever donates gets put in this pool?
Oh, it'll be random. Believe them. But what a coincidence. The winner will happen to have been a big donor.
This feels like some PR company from the 80s that was like, let's go retro. It used to work. Right. It's got to work again.
Well, I picture it like, you think it'd be fun, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, no question. I'm going.
I think it'd be fun, like, you think you'd get her loose, but you know you wouldn't.
I think she's pretty loose.
I'd be like, how are you? And she's like, well, I'm good, but I'd like today's youth to know that. No. Right. How are you? Well, I met a young man named John in Sipesville, Pennsylvania, and his problem, you know what? Can I take this beer to my room?
Yeah, it's, what are we going to ask? Because I would like to ask her when her last orgasm was.
See?
But...
Well, with healthcare today, yeah. It's... No, I'm curious if you still get it on.
Actually, if I had lunch with her, I would ask her to call all the hospitals that I owe money to. And right. Maybe, like, put in a good word.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I'd come in with paperwork, like, Elizabeth Warren says you should let me go.
I saw an ad during the last Democratic debate, 10 people on stage.
I can't believe 10 people still think they have a chance.
I know.
Is this just fun? Is this fun to do?
And I barely follow this stuff, of course. But seven of them I look at and go, no, what is your family thinking?
Do you know seven of them?
No, that's my point.
Yeah.
Seven of them, I'm like, you don't, like, we all know there's no way.
Right.
I'm sure there's been long shots, but there's been long shots at the end.
Yeah, but seven of them I feel like are like, I want to tour the country and I don't want my wife to give me shit about it.
Right. But there was an ad during the debates from Ron Reagan Jr., Ronald Reagan's son. Mm-hmm. And he really, I don't want to, you know, went the opposite direction of his father.
Oh.
And not only is he
doing all the drugs?
He's far more liberal than his dad. And he's an atheist, and an atheist ad came on during the debates.
Wow.
And call me silly, but I was shocked.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Lifelong atheist. Does he know what that means?
Well,
that means he was raised atheist.
Maybe he never believed in the first place.
Oh, I see. Gotcha, Ron Sr. and that other cunt who fucking ruined.
Wow.
Yeah. That drug business that she did was not cute.
61 years old is Ron Reagan Jr.
Look at that. That's a big deal. His parents were really conservative.
Right. Very, of course.
I want to hear his take on drugs. No shit, because that must have been the, you know, just say no family of the century.
Right. When I see these Democrats, the guys anyway, they all go to the same store to buy their suits. Like, DC must have
their father's closet.
Well, you see them standing next to each other. It's the same color, same style, same everything. And you know they looked at each other and was like, you button yours, I'll unbutton mine. Why do we keep going to the same political store?
You know what I think they're trying to say? Can we stop it with the suits?
Right.
Who's still deciding to put on a suit and necktie?
Right.
Like I heard, you know, we haven't had a job in forever, maybe possibly never, but I heard now you don't even have to wear a suit for an interview.
Yeah. You look like a snob. Yeah. You look like an asshole. You're making fun of the boss when you wear a suit. Yeah. No, the resume's emojis and you come in a t-shirt. A clean t-shirt.
A clean one.
Like if you spill a hoagie on it before, you should be like, ugh, panicking. You know, but you don't got to buy a tie off the street for $100 last minute like Keith Malley had to do one year because he wanted a job.
When did you go? You used to go to, it's not the Men's Warehouse, is it?
I'd go to the cheapest places, but I was in a hurry and had to buy a tie off the street. And, you know, I don't know if the guy saw me coming, but it was like $90 for a tie.
No.
Well, I had to find it. It was under one of three shelves and they move quickly.
No.
The moderators, of course, always doing a great job thanking the candidates for going over time. And I think that's what's confusing them. Thank you. And I said, thank you. Senator, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's how they're cutting them off.
Yeah. So, of course, it doesn't work. You're going to bring the budget in on time, but you can't shut up after a minute.
Yeah. But at this point, I would feel like a sucker going in under time.
Yeah. Because, well, they make sure they don't let you go. They don't know what to do if you're under time because you're never under time. Mm-hmm. So people give some bullshit answers sometimes and they wait and the moderators don't know what to do. They're like, yeah, the red light didn't go on. We just stare now. Biden does that a lot. He goes, you know what? I'm sorry if I went over. And they're like, you didn't. Explain. Pretty sure I did. No, you're good. But they should be able to talk now. No, you're the only one that can talk now. Are you sure we're all the team? And you're out of time. I was just gonna.
Doesn't this? I think it was sixth grade, or maybe even before that. But it was around sixth grade that I start having real memories.
Right.
Sixth grade, we did a debate. You know, a fake debate of fake president. You know, the presidents that we're gonna. Mm. And they gave me the job of moderator. Now, by the way, this reminds me of a sixth grade debate. No matter what school you went to, because nobody knows what they're talking about. They told me I was a moderator. I didn't really know what that was. But they're like, it's a very important job. And I was like, really? Because you didn't tell me what to do. You just said that I need to ask them, would you like to rebut?
Right.
So that's in my head. I'm like, would you like to rebut? I just turned to the other side. Would you like to rebut? And they're like, you can rebut twice.
Right.
But I lost count.
Sure. Would you like to rebut? Oh, I can. You could have. Now you can't.
I really confuse things. At some point, I'm like, fuck, did I say, would you like to rebut? Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. Would you like to rebut? And everyone's like, That's what it sounds like in this live, very real, very political debate.
Yeah. Well, I knew my teachers were full of shit when they said those contests back then weren't popularity contests. And I'm like, oh, so everything's a lie.
Right.
No, it's not. It's who I know the least. Of course, it's a popularity contest. Cory Booker, he's the black guy with huge eyes. I think he dialed them down two notches, and I'm not exaggerating. Somebody got to him and said, lower your eyes back a little bit, because they weren't off-putting last time I saw him. Good for him.
Speaking of which, Jesse Joyce will be recording with us later this week.
If he's on camera more, you'll see. Somebody's going to tone him down, and that's what I call selling out. There's this one woman, Amy Klobuchar.
It is weird. They must all have.
Kemda, do not make me repeat this last name again.
But they must all have like somebody telling them, you know, what they look like. And it's like, you know, you could stand to close your mouth more. We don't like your teeth sort of thing. Like you're being criticized. Like,
oh, it cut to Corey. I went, ugh!
Your face is off-putting. Can you dial it back?
I mean, you can't be intense about everything, you know. So Amy Klobuchar, she's running. She always, like you can tell she seems, I don't know if she is, she seems very nervous. Mm-hmm. I'll see her on talk shows. She's even more nervous because that's not her element like a debate is. But she keeps trying to throw out these jokes and they always bomb. I can't even remember one now, but they always bomb. And before, she's one of these comedians almost, that before she's even done, she goes, oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's something I wish I could tell my grandkids how to watch the money. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No. I think even if she had something good to say, she wouldn't be, you know, in the running because you can't apologize for everything after you say it.
The moderator said, yesterday you tried to be funny again. Can you promise America you're done trying to be funny? Then one, you know, they're all Democrats, so one has to one-up the other about how important Planned Parenthood is. Bernie said he's going to live in a Planned Parenthood. He's like, that'll be my Camp David. I like when they raise their hand like they're going to say something. Like, I'll be the next person to talk. Like, somebody starts giving their point. And so another Democrat will be like, oh, I have a better point. So they'll raise their hand, like, pick me next. But then the first person finishes their point, and it's a great point. And then the other person with their hand up acts like they were just scratching their face. Oh, I just, now my little nose.
I really want you all to picture 12-year-olds. And man, everyone's going to look way smarter.
Right. They brought up, you know, should Facebook be separated? You know, they're always being fined for, you know, messing with your privacy. You know, so many billions is nothing to them. Mm-hmm. There's another case going on with them about putting up fake ads knowingly. And then they asked Bernie Sanders, and Bernie's like, when you say computers, what are we really talking about?
It's weird. How long was this debate?
It's like 3 hours.
Okay. That is a long time.
I think it's
time.
Just to see if they can stand there. Like, Bernie literally just had a heart attack. He's like, stand for 3 hours. That's the meeting. I'll ask you questions for 3 hours. Okay. We don't have 3 hours of questions. We did this already. You still into good things? Still into good things.
It really should be a list. What side are you on for all these things?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't,
I think it's so you see people snap. Like something like you, so that you see if Joe Biden's eye is going to fill up with blood, so that you see somebody go, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
You just get to see him lose it. That's all it is. It's putting them in it's Survivor. Make them all stand on logs and see who spazzes out first.
Yeah, but I picture like something that we would know about that we would be running for. Let's say there were two host positions for a podcast that matters a lot for right. this, you know, world, right? And we were on the debate, you know, that was happening. I wouldn't be as nervous as these guys were. And yeah. I know that they're going for the presidency, but this is your line of work. Right. Like, we are asking you what you would do and how you feel and think.
It is weird when one gets stumped. I'm like, there's only four questions.
Yeah.
It's a different version of the same question.
But I also feel like, how do we have time for Facebook? I know it's 3 hours, but we got this fucking president, you know, closing the borders, building a wall, and like just all the big, big things are on the line now. Abortion, right. stuff like that. How do we, and I know Facebook is a big deal because of our privacy, but there's something that feels like a...
Like there's more important things for the debaters than...
There's something that feels like that wasn't a question probably, and it's just them throwing something out to seem very... in the now.
Well, they did ask. They said, Ellen got in trouble. And it's like, Ellen DeGeneres? Ellen got in trouble.
Really?
For being at a baseball game in fancy seats sitting next to George W. Bush. Very homophobic. Of course, started a unnecessary war. And so they go, who do you keep in touch with that has different views than you?
No.
Like, what?
See, no. No. Right. Well, I don't. Why?
It's a joke.
Did they sincerely ask that?
Yeah, yeah. It was the final question, in fact.
Final question. So who they keep in touch with?
John McCain. The great John McCain, who you can't shit on anymore because he's dead. He was a great guy and my friend.
Okay.
Oh, my friend too. And then everybody's raising their hand. Mine too.
That's weird because it's like, who do you keep in touch with? I get that because you should have opposing views right. coming your way and you should be knowledgeable, but... Who are you friends with?
Then some Democrats are arguing, should Trump be on Twitter? And I want the president always on Twitter, no matter what.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
I want his diary. Yes, I want it all.
It shouldn't threaten us or our life, you know, because the president is on Twitter. The president should know to hold his secrets. And
right.
just, you know, should the president be on TV? Should the president have been a reality talk show host or whatever? Mm-hmm. You know, like... There's so many questions about Trump. Him and his Twitter is sort of the last thing.
Elizabeth Warren's voice reminds me of my mom's, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah?
It's like a wavering, I don't even mean anything so deep.
Oh, honey.
It's like, it's sweet, and it goes up and down. I don't know what it is. And then Biden reminds me of my stuttering dad. And these are my parents.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I saw a clip. This little kid is like, I'm a transgender American, and everyone starts clapping. What do you want to do? What do you to Elizabeth Warren? And I don't know if this was during the debate or not. I just saw a clip of it. What do you intend to do your first week in office about people like me and, you know, being safe in school? And I'm like, your first week in office,
right.
you're promising some kid that you're going to like defend his pee-pee your first week in office.
Right.
And I was like, she said a great answer, but it's basically like, what do you think I'm going to do?
Right.
It's like, I'm going to get, you know, the person, head of education, who is on the side of, you know, the kids and keeping people safe and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so, okay.
So
what are you going to do the first week?
I say, vote for me and 12 lucky people will be in my cabinet. And you're now part of the White House. Congrats.
Okay.
You can hire anybody, it seems, sometimes, right?
Yeah.
I saw in the news app, which, you know, on your phone, and it just collects, you know, stories that they think you'll like from the internet, and it says...
Did you just explain what the news app is?
Yes. Okay. Top stories, key moments...
We have some older listeners.
Key moments you missed from Tuesday's Democratic... Well, I just want to be clear. It's not CNN app. It's not a Fox News app. It's, you know...
Okay.
That collects it. Key moments you missed from the Democratic debate. You ever notice this is the new thing with headlines? How I fucked up? I didn't miss nothing. I sat there. I got it. It's not that deep.
Did you like their key moments or no?
No, I saw them all. I saw them all. Biden's teeth fell out. Saw it. How do you miss it?
Did Biden's teeth fall
out? No, that was a different time. I'm exaggerating. Bloody sounds eye was like, a different time too.
Sounds like I need that app.
Right. But no, I saw it's the headlines that say what you missed in the Avengers. Nothing. It wasn't that deep. I didn't miss anything. I got it all. I'm not here to brag. When Tony Stark snapped his fingers and he said, I am Iron Man. Here's why. I know why. Because he's Iron Man. There's a lot of movies that make it pretty clear. Oh, well. So speaking of healthcare, by the way, Hemda, you did visit the hospital.
I did. I visited.
But this
is my visit.
Do you bring your punch card?
Fucking wish. I get extra jello on my 12th visit.
Now, I can't even begin to guess what this hospital visit was for, but I will because you look like Sylvester Stallone has too much chew in his mouth.
I did yell Adrian in the hospital.
Did you? Now, your jaw is half the size of the other side.
The way Keith describes me.
Welcome to Keith and the Girl, see?
I'm talking out of the side of my face.
Literally.
It feels so awkward. I feel like I'm about to bite down on my teeth by accident.
Yeah. But no, it's worth it and it's good to be here.
My first question is, can I go to work tomorrow? They're like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I talk for a living. They're right. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They look at me like I'm great. First of all.
Well, that is ridiculous. Can I work tomorrow? What do you do? I brush all day. Is that going to be a problem? I'm a boxer.
But for the first time, I was like, I don't think I can go to work. But in my head.
I blow on babies' bellies for a living. Is that okay?
But yeah, I was asking it, and for the first time when they asked that, I was like, I don't know if I can go, but I didn't want to express that. I wanted them to tell me, because if I can go, I'll go.
Right.
And they're like, even when I asked, can I go to work tomorrow, their eyes got big, and they're like, you can tell they were like, well, maybe she does something important.
Right.
And they're like, I don't know. What do you do? Because they're like, why are you even considering this? They're like, I don't know. What do you do for a living? And I go, well, I talk. And they're like, no. No, you take tomorrow, possibly the next day off. I don't know if you can go to work this week. Well, I got them.
Right.
I took off one day.
Joke's on that. We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. What middle? The middle I decide. I don't know.
So what happened?
I got a root canal on Thursday.
Okay.
And they said I would have some discomfort, which I did. And they said that your pain should be alleviated by like regular Advil over-the-counter stuff. And if not, give us a call. So I was like, ow, ow. I'm like, okay, Advil, still ow. And in the middle of the night.
Is this a dumb question? Are you supposed to feel pain when you leave? I don't think you're supposed to.
It's a little discomfort. And I just had another root canal on the other side. And I don't remember it feeling that discomforted.
Right.
Then my face started to blow up. And I'm like, ah, I was just messed on. Maybe this side is more messed up or whatever.
Right.
Then it was exploding. I was like, I don't think my face is supposed to look that because
you think it's going to burst?
I was like, I can't find the right side of my lips because my cheek ate it.
All right.
I'm like, I look at Cersei's. I'm like, do I look all right?
You got a Halloween costume. You're the dude from The Mask.
I feel like
the one with Cher.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep making Cersei's prove that he loves me. I'm like, am I pretty?
So you go to the emergency room?
No, but they said like if you feel more than that, more discomfort and more like that, I already took, I had a couple of oxys left. I'm like, this is oxy level shit.
From your knee?
Yeah. And I was, I forget. I'm like, oh yeah, pain. There are pain relievers. Let's see what Oxy does. I'm like, bullshit. I'm like, oh shit.
You liked it.
Oxy feels good. I'm like, oh, I get why people are happy about this. And then I saw.
Okay. But I explained the news app that takes things I'm interested specifically from all around the internet. Okay.
So, and then I look at the way they prescribed it. They told me to take two. You can take two every 4 hours. And I go, I just took one and I am thrilled and my face is eating my other part of the face. So I don't know how to take two. And then I turn to Xerxes and go, should I take two? And he goes, no, now you got to be very careful about this. Like, okay, I'm feeling fine now, but I made an appointment. I made like to see my regular dentist because they said, call us. Okay, come at 12:30 on Saturday. I'm like, well, now I can't go to Al-Anon. Fine. I go.
Fine. I'm going to have to help too many people out when I'm in the hospital because I don't know better.
Well, this is just a regular dentist. I feel like they can, you know, take out whatever's in the way or something like that. They give me an x-ray right away and they go, you need to leave and you need to find someone who can take care of this so quickly.
Because we don't know what we're doing. We just do the basic stuff.
Yeah. They're like, we can't handle this. You need to find an oral surgeon, which nobody here is an oral surgeon.
What?
An oral surgeon. I look like I had a stroke, right?
Yeah.
And so, and she's like, I'm going to help you find it because.
Now, were they nervous? They did this.
They are so nervous. But she took the time to tell me what a good job they did. Don't you worry. She showed me a picture, an x-ray. She goes, this is a beautiful root canal that he did on you. I mean, look at that root to tip. It is gorgeous. I'm like, okay.
It's a picture. This could go in the MoMA.
Yeah, but this other thing is what's causing it. I'm like, obviously it's not the thing that the dentist here did, of course. No. Oh, but you're really rapidly helping me. You know what I mean? You need to find a different dentist that's not us, but we did 100% right.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, this adds up, but let's look for a dentist before I talk to you guys again. So she is really nervous about this. She said, It's normal that you get infected after a root canal, but it is not normal where it's growing. It's growing too close to your throat. And if it gets any closer, you're not going to be able to breathe and you're going to die. So she's like, I can't have you sleep on this. I can't have you do this tomorrow. You can't do this later. You have to go find a doctor right now. And it's Saturday, so everybody's closed.
Did she say, just real quick, if you would like a free toothbrush and toothpaste, sign here.
Oh, I got a free toothbrush.
Did you have to sign something?
That's a good question.
Because you don't have to sign for toothbrushes.
It was, I'm not even kidding, it was a Quip toothbrush.
Okay.
Use MOL. So now we're rapidly, Xerxes happened to come with me because, you know, I get nervous at the dentist. He's like, do you want some company? I'm like, yeah, let me, because this my face is blowing up and I don't feel good. So now he's looking for a dentist. She's looking for a dentist. I'm looking for a dentist. Everybody's closed. There's no oral surgeon. Like, you know, dentists live a good life. They're cool on the weekend. And then I thought, hospitals must have this, right? Because you must come in with balloon face all the time. Most hospitals don't have dentists. I started calling around. I called Mount Sinai, which, you know, I didn't want to do, you know? So, and they also have to accept all insurance. A lot of hospitals are all them. I don't know what the thing is. I know too much about hospitals. Anyway, I call Mount Sinai and I'm like, hey, do you have a dentist? I have a dental emergency. And she goes, no, we don't. I said, well, how about your other locations? Like, is there a location where you would have a dentist? And she goes, I don't know because I don't work there. Cool.
You're like, oh, shit, I don't either.
Yeah.
What can we do?
But it's like, you know, you want to talk back to these people, but you're like, I got to make another call. You're just being a cunt, you know? And the thing is we're calling, first thing we're saying is we have a dental emergency, like an emergency. And they're like, why are you calling us? Okay, all right. I don't know how to tell you to be nice right now, but this is really not nice. And I don't know that I can focus on that. So finally, there was a Mount Sinai in 100 and something street. I took the train. I don't know. I thought that would get there the same amount of time. And it went pretty quickly. And I go in there and you got to check in here and check in there and all that stuff. And the place was already packed. So my bed, and they have to wheel you around in the bed even if you can walk. Mm-hmm. My bed was floating in the center. I have a picture. It's just like, you know how there's like cubbies where there's, you know.
You're just out in the open.
I'm just out.
Sure.
I'm just like, okay, I don't care. Just get me to see someone. They said that we don't have a doctor right here. But we've
a dentist.
A dentist, yeah. But we've dentists on call, and they will come, you know, from whatever they're doing. And I'm like, okay, then let's call them now, because if they're in the middle of a golf game, they have to like,
right.
You know, no one's going to be like, I'm just calling, and they drop their golf clubs and like start running right. to the hospital. I imagine there's like some time in between. So can we just put in that call so that they can start coming over? And they're like, oh no, we can't do that until we take your blood and a CT scan. I go, all right, let's do the blood and CT scan. Okay, sit down.
I don't see why. You will have blood and
my face is blowing up.
And your face is blown up.
Yeah, I definitely will need a dentist, but maybe they have to get who I don't.
Right.
I don't know. That's your protocol. I'm not arguing that. Let's just get my blood. Blood is 5 seconds, and that's the first thing they do anyway. They just put a needle in you and start getting stuff. And that didn't happen for like an hour. And then the dentist comes because I start talking to this other doctor on the floor, like, hey, can you help me out? These nurses are ignoring me, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we don't have to call a dentist. We have dentists right here. Maybe one of you should talk to each other, but can I talk to the dentist? Yeah. The dentist comes. He's like, okay, we have another person ahead of you. And in 2 hours, we're going to be able to see you. And that's how long like the rest of this, you know, intake will take anyway. So we'll see you in 2 hours. Don't eat or drink, which, by the way, I haven't eaten or drank at all. And I woke up at like 7 this morning.
And this is the afternoon.
This is at 3 in the afternoon. But I'm like, okay, fuck it. 5 o'clock. Of course, I won't eat or drink. By 5 o'clock, they still haven't taken my blood. They still haven't put me in for a scan at all. So I'm just sitting there floating. What they did do is I was like, but I am in pain. They gave me a pill. And then they came around to give me morphine also. So they gave me Percocet and morphine because they just want you to shut the fuck up. And it works. Morphine is nice.
And now you're praising them. You're like, I don't know why everybody doesn't think you're at work and you're doing the best you can. People are coming in with a, you know, gunshot to the head. And Henda's like, you have to wait your turn with everybody.
I know. I was trying not to look at anybody because now my face was relaxed. I didn't look, you know, stressed out. And but nobody was coming around. So I spoke to someone else and I go, look, you know, they told me if this leaks anymore, I'm going to die. You know, and then I spoke to the dentist.
Now, what is it? You said a root's grown weird, but they take out the root, right?
No, because of the root canal, I guess it goes deep into whatever. It could cause an infection.
What goes deep?
The root canal.
Okay.
Infection. Okay. Am I explaining it right? Because sure. That's how they explained it to me. Root canal infection, you know. Right. I'm like, yeah, of course I know because I have it in my mouth.
Right.
But this time the infection was just in a bad place. Okay. So it's normal to have the infection. It's not fatal, but this is near fatal.
Oh,
so,
is that how they tricked you? It's normal to have an infection?
It is. Like, and then you
it's
hear.
It's 50-50.
You do hear that it is very common, okay. You know. And so then I.
At dentist.com.
I guess. Well, I know people who this happened to. Okay. So nobody's like, oh, wow, an infection after a root canal. A lot of people are like, yeah, me too. Well, so
I'll get right on them. Okay.
Yeah. So I speak to someone and I said, hey, when I speak to the doctor, she goes, we don't have no, when I spoke to the dentist, we don't have no dentists here. I'm like, but I spoke to them.
Right. You think you made up the dentist?
No, because then I'm like, maybe, yeah, I did. Maybe because I was on morphine. I was like, didn't I speak to dentists? Xerxes took a picture of the guy's badge, and okay. He's like, it says dentist right here. So, I don't know. They're telling me bullshit, and I'm not eating, and 7 hours have passed. Still no blood work, still no anything, but I got to see fun stuff in the ER, right? This one guy, you know the pack of things, the liquid that is draining into your IV?
Sure, the IV bag.
Yeah, so you can hold – he's holding the IV bag. Potato chips in the other hand.
And he got confused which is which.
He's just walking around and he is on the phone and loves everybody hearing him while he's on the phone. He's loud as hell and he doesn't need to be. And he's saying things like, yeah, I borrowed 50 G's from that guy. He's completely fucking assed out. I'm not giving that money back. I'm like, you're so cool. I'm in pain, but you're the coolest. He just walks up and down. He's flirting with nurses and they're like, we can't talk to you. What do you do? Just go sit down. Then this other woman is going, help me. She's behind me. I'm like, I'm not even looking. I'm not even looking. And they pass by and they go, she peed her pants. And they're so pissed off.
Right.
But it's obviously, no one's peeing their pants to get your attention. They just peed their pants.
You keep peeing. Don't work in a nursing home.
I know, but
to change those pants, you get paid $8 an hour. To be a nurse and not change the pants, you get 30.
These are nurses. They get paid just fine.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So the help me. And you hear that voice. And then and people pass by and they're like, I'm not doing it. They keep passing by and they go, nah, she peed her pants. No way. this one nurse is like, I'm not coming until the janitor cleans that up.
What's he gonna do, mop her?
I don't know. And she keeps going, help me. And I'm like, holy shit, you guys are monsters. Yeah. Monsters. I don't care if this happens to you every day and your job is not to clean a diaper. It is.
Yeah.
Your job is to clean all the things, you know, including the pus that's coming out of my face. You're lucky if you get the pee person, you know?
Right.
Help me.
Just like. Like about if I was dating somebody and they worked as a nurse, every time they came home, I assumed they were changing somebody's pants.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. A lot of people are having accidents. They're throwing up. They're like shitting their pants. Yeah. They don't have control of themselves. Otherwise, they'd be at home.
Right.
And we're not like at home going like, help me. I just want to pee.
I was a waiter. I had to change pants.
So, yeah. So, like, somebody cleans up the floor around her. Finally, one of the nurses goes over to her, I guess because she had to at some point. And she goes, I am so disappointed at you. She's saying this out loud, completely like not even understand. And she also, she was loud the whole time. She loved everybody listening to her. She's very important.
The nurse?
Yeah. Please don't let that be my nurse. She's like, the whole time, she's cleaning her up. I assume. I'm not turning around still.
Right.
You know, I'm right floating in the middle of everywhere. She's like, I'm so disappointed in you. I can't believe this. Why are you doing this? She's just berating her.
Why are you doing that?
Like, help me.
Okay, but why? Can we get to the root of the issue?
She's like, I can't believe you did this. Okay, so then all that fun stuff is happening. It's been hours. I'm like, now I'm feeling pain again. They're like, oh, we'll give you morphine. Morphine comes again. Turn to Xerxes. I go, listen. And like after they give me the morphine, I'm not going to give a fuck about a lot of things, but just know that I do give a fuck. And if in 15 minutes nobody comes to me, it is now your job to go to them to remind them that I'm here because I'm constantly doing that. And they're like, oh, they didn't see you yet? Oh, I can't believe it. So I got the morphine. I'm like, yeah. But now I haven't eaten in forever. I've been on so many drugs. They're pulling my blood now finally.
And they're like, ma'am, are you on drugs? Your blood is coming out horribly.
And then the doctor that I've been talking to comes over and she goes, they're looking at your scans. You'll be in there in like just a minute. They're just like reviewing it. I'm like, oh, that's great. And she walks away and I go, wait, what scans? I didn't take a scan.
I would just let them do it. Look at the scan. Whatever you see on the scan, do that to me. I don't care what the scan is.
It's so crazy. So I go, because for a second, we both me and Xerxes, were thinking like, oh, they called the dentist that I was at and saw their scan because they wanted to get ahead of it because there's too long a line in the CT or whatever it is. Right. And then we were like, no, that's not even a possibility. I didn't even tell them who my dentist was. So I run after the doctor because she's already like halfway down into like close to the other room. And I go, I'm sorry, when you said the scan, what scan? And she goes, the scan that you just went to. And I'm like, mm-mm. She goes, oh my God. Okay, I am so sorry. This is hours, hours.
She just starts saying things. Urine?
Yeah.
What?
I did have to take a urine thing to see if I'm pregnant. I'm like, I'm for sure not pregnant. And then they start explaining it to me. I'm like, I will take the test.
What do they explain? What sex is? Sometimes a condom doesn't.
They're like, no, they're so serious about it. I'm like, no, just for the record, I'm going to take the test. Just know if this process is faster, I'm not pregnant. Okay. But they're like, well, it goes. I'm like, oh, now you're going to explain it. I will take the test.
I told you when I was in the hospital, unrelated, they wanted to give, they said, do you want to take an AIDS test? We ask everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Why not? That pat it up.
Right.
And so they give me the test. They come back later in the day or the next day because I'm there overnight. And they say, okay, so we have your results. Do you have a friend or somebody close to you you can talk to?
Oh, Lord.
I go, what? Because do you have a friend? Are you a suicidal person?
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
I'm like, I got friends. Like, who would you call? Like, I got to name names. So I name a couple friends' names. They're like, okay, that came out fast enough. I believe that. I'm like, okay, do I have AIDS? No. Do I have HIV?
Right.
No. Do I have anything on your test that's bad? No. I go, why did you say all that? And then he shows me this form. It's on the top of every form.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
Mount Sinai.
Of course Mount Sinai. Of course Mount Sinai. If any other dentist was open, it would not be Mount Sinai.
Right.
I don't know what happened in that desert with God, but it is coming back to us.
Tell me
fucking what, Mount Sinai.
Tell me what that Saint Sinai did. I bet it was bullshit.
Mount Sinai? It's where they got the Ten Commandments.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I bet one did
right?
fall
Isn't
out.
That right? Yeah. Fucking take it 40 days and 40 nights, and then they started worshiping idols, and then God was like, no, here are the new rules. Fun times for Jews and for fucking hospitals. Okay, so I peed all over my hand, but I got some in the cup.
Okay.
And guess what? I'm not pregnant. Okay. So the CT scan happened. I go to the dentist. Here's the problem with Mount Sinai. Once you get to like the level of person that you needed to see, they are so good. When my knee thing happened, I had to go to Mount Sinai. The knee doctor is like an expert. He's like, yeah, I don't like it here either. I just kind of put my time in for their emergency room.
Right.
So he's great. These dentists were great. The whole thing would have taken me 30 minutes, including the scan, the blood work, and the actual thing. What they did was they ripped my inside of my cheek open, pushed on my cheek. You know how like you try to squeeze a zit out? They pushed that out and got a whole cup full of disgusting garbage. They're like, it might taste gross because it's in your mouth. I'm like, please suction it out very well. Yeah, they got to like, and then they sew it up. You could feel them sewing inside of your mouth.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we're going to leave that in. You just come 2 days later and we'll take it out and don't eat anything solid. So I go, how about French fries? They go, okay, yeah, chew it on the left side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, so, they can't blame French fries.
Yeah, nobody can blame French fries.
All right.
And I treated myself to a cab ride home. I always feel like a sucker taking a cab, but I'm like, I think I'm okay. And once I stood up, I was like, oh, shit, I got a lot of meds here, like morphine, Percocet. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like an eight-hour day, but that's a lot of drugs. So I was like a little woozy, and then I just kind of like, you know, laid on Xerxes' lap on the way home.
In the car,
and all of a sudden, like two blocks to home, I sat up and I was like, I'm gonna throw up in this man's car. And I rolled down the window just to get air. I'm like, well, you don't just throw up out of nowhere, right? I'm just gonna breathe. I stuck my head out like a dog, like everything's fine. But then I start getting, I don't know if you guys get this, but I get this when I'm nauseous, water starts coming up, like I get more saliva.
Sure.
And that's like the pre-throw. I'm like, okay, this is real nausea, time for high alert. I spit out the car. I'm hoping he's not like grossed out. I spit again. And then I'm like two blocks,
man. He doesn't
man.
Say anything, the driver?
No. I think I'm doing good spitting.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe he's trying to play it cool. Like, you better not fucking throw up in my car. What's he going to do? Start yelling at me?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel good. Two blocks to home. I just want to make it home. I don't want to walk because I'm like morphine head and like, I don't feel good. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to go. I open the door and I just leave. I just start walking. I'm like, yeah, Xerxes can figure it out. I'll meet him down the block.
All right.
And he had to explain to the cab driver, like, no, you picked her up at the hospital. She's not feeling well, but I feel like I looked like a mental patient.
Is it a cab?
I gotta go right now.
Was it a cab?
It's an Uber.
Okay, then get off wherever. They don't care.
Yeah, I paid for it already, right. But I could hear Xerxes going, no, it's fine. Like, she, you know, she just needed to step out. And he's like, I can take you. I don't know what they were arguing about, but I'm like, this is not for me. And so, you know, Xerxes is there the whole day. We play high-low, you know, at night. And he goes, my high, spending the day with you. I'm like, we were in the hospital.
Maybe he was sneaking morphine? I'll give it to her. Oh, it's a needle, sir. Yeah.
So he goes, but I love you. And I go, I'm so sorry that I keep making you prove it.
All right.
He's just, he was just 100% just the most wonderful person. He just sat there for hours and hours.
He's a great person. I'm reading a story. Dr. David Newman, a former employee of Mount Sinai Hospital, pleaded guilty last month to several counts of sexual abuse involving four patients. Got 2 years.
That's it. That's because they're trying to get him for the other fucking abuse. Like, I don't know. If you fingered me, would I get in there faster? Jesus fucking Christ. You just, and it was so stressful. I've never felt so much trauma in that room. Like, I've been in ERs and I'm just like, well, there's nothing we can do. But you told me if I wait longer, this will leak into my thing and it's fatal. And nobody seems to, when I get down to the scan, they canceled it. They're like, no, this was canceled. That's why you didn't get called. So like, nothing's working right in this hospital. Mount Sinai.
I have a message, 1 second, from Andrea. It says, hold on. Okay, so this shows me news stories. This is like, hold on, I'll just be here, and then you send me what you send me. All right. Well, glad you're better. Oh,
what do you think? This is the better version of my faith.
How do you, honest to God, how do you see the silver lining already in life? It doesn't make sense anymore. You do have a brain disease because like, you haven't committed suicide.
You know what? Xerxes was contacting everybody that needed to be contacted, right? Because I was out of it. I was in pain. And also, I did not know how to text you and Andrea anymore that I'm in the hospital. I could not do
it. But were you getting sick of me? Because it seemed like we were going to meet somebody, but then it looked like you couldn't do it. And you're like, oh, this person's going to do this. And be like, hey, what's the update? What's going on? And then you just like repeated the same thing. I said,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. No, I didn't do any I said. I knew that I couldn't get in touch with people because I couldn't keep anything right. And I knew that it would come back like, okay, then how about this and how about that? And I'm like, I can't. All I know is I can't go to work tomorrow and I got to tell you and Andrea, you know? And that's all I can say. Stephanie was visiting. I didn't see her at all. She was supposed to stay over, you know, and so that's why we got in touch with you. Like, maybe she could stay over at your place.
Well, I had to text these guests, and I said, I'll come to once, actually, for you to make me a lasagna. I don't get it either, but she can't make it.
I really did want a lasagna, which is weird. No, I knew that I would sound harsh, and plus, we didn't have service in the hospital. They had Wi-Fi, but they kept kicking you out every time you didn't. I don't know. It was just so hard that I couldn't keep anything together. So yeah, if I sounded harsh or mean, I was on morphine.
I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah.
You got the evil morphine.
Yeah. What does it sound like when I'm in the hospital again? Are you like, oh, okay, who gives a shit already? Like, I really was like, this is just my favorite place. Just like, oh, hey, other people go to like brunch. I'm in the hospital.
Well, there's going to be a wing named after you, and you're going to have to explain that you don't support Mount Sinai. It's just easier for your livelihood to come in the back door.
It was so weird. I'm like, not a root canal. You know what I mean? Right. I was like, well, that's all the hospital visits. I'm very careful when I walk so I don't bust my knee. I'm very careful with this. I get a scan every 6 months about the tumor. Like, why would I visit a hospital again? Well, this is why. Here we go.
Well, I had a root canal before. I didn't know it's 50-50 flip a coin. I think this is bullshit.
I'm not saying it's 50-50.
You're going to get another root canal going, there's a good chance this could happen again.
I am scared about everything now. Sure. It is just banana. I think Saturday was a huge test of my patience. I asked Xerxes, I was like, was I aggressive at any point? He's like, no, you were wonderful. Like, I did tell the doctor that everyone's a moron on this floor.
Well, they gotta know.
But they really do have to know. And you know what? They don't argue with me. They're just like, I don't know what to say because I know they're fucking morons.
Right.
This one nurse, I'm like, what's the name of the doctor that I've been talking to? She's stationed right here. He goes, oh, no, we don't know any of their names. You don't know any of their names, but you were flirting with her every time I fucking turned around.
Right. I worked
at... I didn't say that just for the record because I didn't think of it until later.
I told you, I worked at an old age home and you got like $10 an hour. And in my hick town, that was huge. And for a week, you get trained. Then you start working with an actual nurse. And so as the assistant, they show some videos and it's actors acting like they're a person staying at the funeral home, you know, older people at the funeral home. you have to earn your way to that. That's the other wing. But they would show like, you know, this one actor, a worker, would be working with this other actor, the old person. The old person is like, I want to eat now. And the actor, the younger person says, no, shoves her into a closet, closes the door, go screw yourself. You're not getting anything ever until you're nice to me. Then they pause the film and they go, now, maybe there's like five of us. What did that person do wrong? And so we're like, well,
she asked for food.
You can't yell at them back no matter what's happening. You can't shove them in closets. You can't put your body against the closet. You can't continue. So we name all these things. And the person goes, wow, very good. Most classes only get two.
Oh, my God.
And you hired them.
I can't even. I can't. At some point,
And then I became a doctor, but I just never filled out the paperwork. You just have to, like, somebody peed their pants. What do?
Right.
I solve it. You're a doctor. That's what these classes are in universities. 8 hours of them just pushing you and seeing what you do. And if you can handle it, you're a doctor.
It must be. This one woman, she finally came over to me and was about to do the blood work. And she goes, so what are we in for today? And I'm like, no, you tell me. It's on every part of my body. You put bracelets on me. There's stickers that you can take off and put on anything. I mean, it's so freaking right there. Right. And you have my record in front of you. Some people have an iPad coming over with me. So I go, oh, she goes, we're taking your blood. I go, yeah, I have to take a CT scan. She goes, oh, let me get a different needle. I go, no. Why don't you know this?
Right.
She's like, I don't know, you know, I'm just, I guess I'm a little, you know, I don't remember.
I've been here since four.
I don't know. She's just like, what did she say? She said, I'm a little confused or something like that. I'm like, I don't need you being confused. What are you getting now? And what's happening? She's like, no, it's fine. I go, don't tell me it's fine. It's not fine. Just explain to me now what you think I have and what you think we're supposed to do. And she's like, I don't understand. I go, you don't understand at all why I could be confused right now. And she goes, no, I have no idea. I go, then why don't you get someone who would understand why I'm confused right now?
Now, if you're listening and you're a nurse, let's say there's 360 million people in America. So there's got to be about, what, 4 or 5 good nurses. So you're probably one of them. But when you see people praise nurses, what are we praying for? The most basic things, because in general, the ones I've had are so inept and care so little that when a nurse says, okay, here's your paperwork to leave, and this is who you want to call for your medicine. We're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should be interviewed by Oprah.
Seriously.
You just did two things. I didn't necessarily ask for both of them.
You're absolutely right. How did you do it? You're absolutely right, because when I could tell who was the good nurse on the floor, and I said, please let me get her, please let me get her. And I even asked at some point, can I have her? And it ended up being my nurse. That other one was just taking over while people were on break. And she's walking around very diligently. She's not telling jokes. She's not gossiping. Everybody else is just like, oh my God, this, that. And I'm like, no, go. You're saying you're overworked. You're like, don't have time for me, but you're just chatting. And she's like, hey, I can take more patients from you, from the other nurses. I'm like, how come she could take more patients from everybody? She's constantly going, give me another patient. Give me another patient. She put the needle. She ended up putting the needle in my arm. Didn't feel a thing. She was right on top of it. No extra sweet shit.
But isn't this funny?
I was like, she's the best. And I need to always have her.
It should be named after her. The place, when she chews her gum, her mouth is closed. This is amazing what I'm saying.
There was also, I got 3 medications for the next day that I had to pick up. And they're like, you go to the pharmacy as soon as it's open. You must take these antibiotics at 10 a.m. We were at the pharmacy at 10 a.m. Like, all right, give me the shit that you know is not going to be put in because it's fucking Mount Sinai. And it wasn't. Do you think I have a number to call? No. Now I'm Googling where to fucking call for the emergency room where I can get the pharmaceutical things. I finally get a hold of someone. She's like, yeah, I don't see anything for you here. And I go, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Is there someone else there that, you know, or who do I, what happens when you don't see it and I know it's supposed to be here? Meanwhile, one of the medications is Percocet. So now I feel like I'm like, hey, you know, I need that Percocet. You know, you said, you promised Percocet. And so she goes, oh, you know what I said? I found the antibiotics and the ibuprofen ones. And I go, not for nothing, but there's a Percocet one in there. And I'm at this point, I'm like, just push those two through. I will live without the Percocet. You know, I'm like, by the way, I could do without the Percocet. I will forego that. Can you just push these other two? Because I was told I needed to get them right away. And she goes, yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm like, just push it through. Right. And she's like, no Percocet. I go, all right, I'll figure that out. And she goes, oh, wait, I found it. So I go, where? Under a chair? Where are you finding this? Like, she, even before she found any of it, she's like, oh, yeah, you were here on Saturday. You had this going on, that going on. So I'm like, oh, obviously you're looking at the right file, but no medication. Oh, then here's one. Oh, here's the second one. And I was on the phone with like for like 5 minutes. She's like, that's so weird. I go, you know what?
You should ask what else you got.
Yeah.
Look around. What else is there?
What's under the table?
Right. Morphine to go. Okay.
And so I go, you know what? This is not surprising based on my visit to Mount Sinai or any visit to Mount Sinai with other people's experience as well. It's not surprising that it wasn't here, and it's not surprising that you didn't find it when I call. And she goes, I'm so sorry. I go, no, I feel like you should know that, and I feel like all of you should know that this is not surprising. Does it feel uncomfortable at all? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just put you down for saying I'm sorry again. Okay, so we have a prescription for sorry for one, Kemda Khalili.
So Kemda is sorry.
Yeah. Now we're sorry. Wait, let me fix that. Oh, we're so good at this. Assholes.
Oh, well.
I can't. Oh, here it is. Are you looking at a computer or is there just a bunch of Post-its on your wall? What is happening?
Here's something somebody hasn't picked up for a week if you want it.
Yeah. You, if you like Percocets, you'll like Oxy. I think it's the same because she gave me Oxy. I don't know.
So you were back this morning and you have to go back, what, in 2 days now?
Yeah, they're like, well, obviously you'll be back Monday morning, then Thursday morning. I'm like, yeah, I'll work that out.
Right.
Yeah, I will just. Sure, yeah. That is absolutely 100%. They're like, yo, you have an appointment at 9 a.m. at the actual clinic for this dentist at blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Today I called like, hey, I have a 9 a.m. No, you don't. Of course not.
Yeah, people ask them, me and Henda, why did we want to work for ourselves? And I said, how do you do anything? How don't you? You have to. They always like, okay, so you're not going to work for a month and you're going to, what?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Sounds good.
God, yeah. So I have to read. They're like, well, we can put an appointment for you at 9 a.m., but that puts you in on as a new patient. How? You're looking, you're going, oh, you were here on Saturday. But since they didn't put it in, you're a new patient. Click. I can't. I'm going to have to call you back after lunch.
Right.
Because now this is my day, is just calling the things that are supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's my funny story about my teeth and my funny looking face.
It is a funny looking face.
I knew you'd love it. I sent him a picture. I'm like, I'm going to regret this. He goes, no, I knew your face would look fat. What do you think of the picture? It doesn't show as well in pictures.
Yeah, it shows well.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me. The phone tried to change the lighting from one side of the face to the other. Like, should I remove shadows? I'm like, nah, that's part of it. Siri.
Yeah, it looks like I have what the Godfather had, but only in one side.
Yeah. She's like, this picture was making me an offer I couldn't refuse. I'm like, take the orange peel out of your mouth. Talk to me.
Who did I send a picture to someone and they're like, do you have gauze in your mouth or is that what it looks like? I'm like, nope, that's right. What it looks like. And then when I smile, when I laugh, I could feel my teeth going the wrong way.
Yeah. I saw the latest Rambo. It was less ridiculous.
Adrian! Does it look like him?
What do you do for work? I talk. I talk and I play the harmonica. Why?
How do I tell people that I'm in comedy after this fucking nightmare? You know, no one's going to say, oh, you're in comedy? You are not funny. I'm like, you guys are not funny!
Oh, like in the hospital?
At anywhere, you know, like anywhere that's serious. My dentist's office, the one that I've been going to, they must think I'm the stiffest person. It's so weird because they say, I forget that normal places say weird shit, you know? And so they're like, hey, how you doing? Like, they're right. So, we're like.
Like lame things. It's jokes.
Yeah, but it's, they're so extra nice there that I'm like, stop. I'm in discomfort here. I don't need it to go, hi, we're so happy that you're here. It's so good to see you. Okay, well, my face is blowing up. Can I just see a dentist?
You've had many choices to share your dentist problems with.
So then they just moved, right? So they moved to, they happened to be a better location to me, just like a mile closer to my house. Who gives a shit? I'm biking anyway. So they go, isn't this new office so much better? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't work here. Are you going to sit me in the seat again? So I go, yeah, it's great.
It's
They're
beautiful.
Like, much better than last time, right? I go, I don't know. Are you going to give me the nitrous again? Because that was great. There's like a screen on the wall that says, hi, Kemda. We're happy to see you. I'm like, oh, did you put my name on the wall? This is so much better.
Yay.
You know what this tells me? Your movie's going to cost me $1,000 more for this fucking procedure. No, I'm not happier.
Because at the end, when you get the bill, they're like, remember how you liked the office?
Yeah. Oh, you know what they have now there? I quit this place. This is so much. Oh, the doctor, the dentist walks in. He's like, hey, how's it going? You staying out of trouble? I swear this was my answer. I was like blown away. I was like, wait, what? I go, what? Yeah. Oh, he goes, that's good. And I'm like, what? What the fuck does that mean? Yeah. I don't know. Probably not, since my fucking tooth is decaying. So I probably didn't stay out of a lot of trouble. I probably fucked myself.
A little here, a little there.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, they're so used to this shitty banter, and I'm not used to it. So I'm like, I don't even know how to look at you right now. They're like, do you want to watch our Netflix? I'm like, this is not. You having Netflix is not amazing to me. Oh, they have. They go, there's this basket over here we personally curated for you. I go, yeah? There's a button that like has the broken heart, like so you can give your best friend one side of the heart. Oh. And it says like, you know, cool out for, I don't know, like something stupid. It's obviously like samples from places around the neighborhood or something. But
hey, here's this two mints.
And then they have, I go, and my the only thing that I need to tell them, whoever answers the door, quote unquote, whoever sits me down in the chair, I go, this is the most important thing at the dentist office, this is why I picked them. I go, I'm a very nervous patient and I'm going to need the nitrous. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I was just going to show you our comfort menu. And I go, stop yourself. There's a three, it's like a post-it thing, you know, where you can like take off the top of one.
Okay.
And it's your comfort menu. What would you like? Would you like a heated mask? Would you like a stress ball? Would you like some nitrous? I go, nitrous! Just fucking bring on the nitrous!
What are you supposed to do? You one stickers each thing? You hand them your sticker?
It's got like, you know, one of those boxes you could put a check next to.
What the fuck is this?
This is a comfort menu.
Oh my God. Do you get champagne?
I know, right?
I don't get what this is.
What the fuck? Just give me the nitrous. I don't need your stress balls.
All right. So what's Xerxes doing now? Just napping, I guess. Right? Or running away. What do you think he's doing right now?
You think he'll be back? Because I don't blame him if he's not.
I mean, 8 hours.
We've been dating for 6 months. It's been 2 hospital visits.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm like, I took your whole day. He goes, I love you. I'm like, oh my God.
Right. But he didn't say it's okay. He said, I love you. Like I had asparagus last night.
He said, I will go every single time. And I go, I don't know if you're real, but I hope when I come back, you are.
You think he's putting that out in the universe? I'll go to the hospital with you every day. The universe is passing by. Like, that's weird. Okay. Granted. Fucking weirdos. What's next?
Yeah. Can I blame him somehow? That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
All right. So later on, we'll talk about the dad emails. It's exciting stuff.
Did I take up all your dad email time?
That's quite okay. We have a lawyer involved. And
This is a turn that I didn't expect, but your dad is a motherfucker.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's the best.
You don't know all sides.
Actually, your dad is your motherfucker.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Andrea.
That can't be true.
Listen, I've had a lot of morphine.
Yeah, you're still on it. All right, we're out of here. Thank you guys very much. Spread the word. Don't forget, final days for the mystery boxes. We're moving studios. Try to get him a little closer to the hospital. And we're putting boxes of, maybe some albums, my autographed autobiography, but also very personal and sentimental things. People seem to be loving it. So that's it. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. You'll see it there. And we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.